Starting hour number two, welcome to the program. I am Jim Rome. Nice to have you here. All right, so as we start the second hour, it is a wide open hour, so go anywhere you want with it. You can respond to anything I've said so far. If you want to bring something new to the conversation, man, that'd be beautiful. That'd be a first. Well, maybe not a first. But go ahead. Take advantage of the platform. Hundreds of radio stations in the United States, in Canada, satellite radio, the whole deal. We're building out our streaming option as we speak. We are still headed to the X platform, so you will actually see the show once again streaming on video. That's a real thing. That's happening, and we're working towards that goal, too. Love to hear from you. 1-800-636-8686. Speaking of the X platform, find me there right now at Jim Rome. And you know you can email me, Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. And one of the big topics, none of you seem to dispute the greatness of UConn, but then again, how can you? It's absolutely incredible what they've done. You're not disputing their greatness, you just hate them. And you hate Dan Hurley. And I keep asking the question, why do you hate this guy so much? I'm asking the question, but I know the answer. I don't know why you don't understand that. I'm asking, why do you hate Dan Hurley, knowing full well why you hate Dan Hurley? I'm just saying, why do you hate Dan Hurley? I know this is confusing to you. I'm saying I've got nothing but respect for a guy who's built what he's built, who's done it the old way, the old school way. And when you look at them, look how hard they play. Look how selflessly they play. Look how unselfishly they play. Look at the way he's built that thing. Young players, older players, an incredible culture. Incredible culture. And he just did something that should not be possible in this day and age. The day and age of the transfer portal, day and age of NIL, day and age where he said it himself. You know, when we recruit players, we don't kiss their butts. We don't tell them what they want to hear. We tell them the way it's going to be. We tell them it's going to be hard. We tell them this is how we do things around here. If you want to be a part of it, we'd love to have you. But understand, we're not going to kiss your ass. And he does that and is old school and coaches them hard. And they buy in. And look at them. And look at how it works. So I'm asking, why do you hate this guy so much? You know you want this guy to coach your team. He's the best coach in America. Not, quote, the biggest bully in America. Not the most obnoxious guy in America. Well, some of you might think that. He himself said, you know why they hate our fans? They're obnoxious on social. There's no disputing this. Right now, Dan Hurley is the best coach in America.
And our
fact.
Fan base again is obnoxious.
Right now, UConn is the best program in America. Fact. UConn is a true blue blood. And they already were before last night. Six natties in 25 years. So I put that out there. Here's some of the responses. Dear Snags, I will answer your question about what it is there's not to like about Dan Hurley. Number one, no other coach in college basketball whines as much as he does. This is from James R. Barnes, attorney at law. Counselor, you spelled wines, W-I-N-E-S. So, first of all, that's not a great start. You're an attorney who can't spell. My man, let me ask you something. When you say no other coach in college basketball whines, W-I-N-E-S, as much as he does, are you saying he's a wino? Are you saying that nobody chardonnays as much as he does? Are you saying nobody slams as much cab as he does? Like, no coach in college basketball whines as much as he does. What, is he on the sideline rocking a glass of Pinot? Is he sticking his schnauz in the glass and doing what wine people do? Slider. Whines or wins? Did you insert an E where none existed? Did you mean to say no other coach of college basketball wins as much as he does? That'd be true. That's a fact. So you and I agree on that if you misspelled the word that way. Number two, in watching basketball for the last 50 years, I have never seen a coach come onto the floor, during a play and physically direct his player by pushing them in the back. I know, hilarious, right? I agree with you on that. That was funny. That was actually very funny. No, but I've seen other coaches make contact with players. I remember Bob Knight once, quote, redirecting Neil Reed by the trachea. But that was in practice. That's what he actually said. He grabbed him around the throat. And when asked about that, he's like, oh, I was just redirecting him. By his throat? Three. Also, I have never seen a coach come out on the floor during a break and begin jawing with a player from the other team. Despicable. James R. Barnes, attorney at law. My man, you sound like you're in a court of law. Theatrical much?
It's despicable.
Theatrical much? Like he's appealing to the journey, to the jury. Despicable. Look at the subject on the floor during the break, jawing with a 7'4" guy. Despicable. Now I ask you, despicable?
It's despicable.
My man, come on. Despicable? I rest my case, Your Honor. It's despicable.
It's despicable.
Counselor, I don't want to get into a battle or a war of words with an attorney. You'll probably win, even if you can't spell wines. Despicable is a bit extreme, don't you think? Yes, he's animated. Yes, he's out of the box. Yes, even I love the guy. I think to myself, my man, you better chill. You don't need... I'll admit this. I had this thought during the game last night. My man... I love this guy. My man, do me a favor. Do not get a tee and cost me the cover. I'll admit I thought that. But I never thought for a second they were going to lose that game. And then I never thought that I was going to lose the bet either. Hey, Jim, I can help explain why some of us don't like Coach Hurley. One, he was on the actual floor nearly as much as the 10 players were while the game was going on. That might be an exaggeration. Number two, he and LeBag make the same face when fouls get called on them and their team.
Me?
Pretty physical game last night. Number three.
Who, me?
He does things like grabbing his players during the game, reminding everybody of how Bobby Knight acted before he got canned. I don't know, dude. I think the Bob Knight comparison's a bit much. Did he ever create an international incident by throwing a cop in Puerto Rico into a trash can? Did he ever launch a chair across the floor? Has he ever redirected a player by his trachea? I think let's not quite get out of hand and go that far. Did any of his actions cause Purdue to lose? No, of course not. They were the better team by far. But that doesn't mean we have to like him. John in Illinois. Fair. Fair.
Hey,
I'm not saying you're wrong not to like him. I'm saying I do like him. I like him, I respect him, and I couldn't be more impressed with what he's built, especially after he said in 2020, you better get us now. You better get us now, because we're coming.
It's coming.
And they are, and they're here, and they arrived, and they just did something that will probably never be done ever again, and they may not be done. Man, you hate this guy now. What if he three-peats? You know, and then not liking him is one thing, but hating him, calling him despicable, I think the guy's real, man. I think the guy's raw. I think he's authentic. He nudged a player on the court during the game, you know, over the top, a little out of hand, settle down, despicable. Comparing him to Bobby Knight? Come on now.
You are despicable.
You know, I kind of tend to go along with what Matt Norlander said. The guy's real. He's authentic. You know, he reads like an open book. He talks about practicing yoga. He talks about how his wife had to bring him back, dial him back in, down. He's done a lot of self-searching. He's the best coach in America right now. He might be the most hated coach in America right now, at least on social, but he is the best coach in America. And I want to go on record as saying, I'm pro him. I'm pro that family. I like Dan. I like Bobby. And I've never actually spoken to the old man, but I like him too. Because like I said, he threw both those kids. They're tough, man. They're Jersey. Hey, Tommy, let me talk to you real quick. You're a Jersey dude. You're a Jersey dude. Help explain Dan Hurley. What do you think when you see him?
I don't know. Somebody from where I grew up. I'm very familiar with that. And funnily enough, he was actually coaching in Jersey City when I was playing high school basketball. So he was like in the scene of high school basketball coaching during the time I was in high school.
What was the vibe back then? Like, what kind of rep did he have back then?
I mean, they were the best team in the country. They were the best high school basketball team in the country. I don't know that they lost a game in the 4 years I was in high school. Like, they were that good. They were a machine. Everyone knew the Hurleys. Everyone knew that this family was coming into the next level of coaching. I don't think anyone thought that it would ever be anything like this.
It's coming.
But it's his behavior is kind of normal where I'm from, which is why I kind of like
yeah,
him.
Dude, you by the way, not only is his behavior kind of normal where you're from, you kind of act like that around the office. Am I right?
I will take that as a compliment. I guess it might be controversial. Thank you, Jim.
You're quite welcome.
I'll take that.
I'm just playing, man. You're not like that. But yeah, but that's some insight, right? That this is not
welcome.
Is not like some guy who's like, wow, what a monster. Like, didn't a lot of people you grew up with kind of act like that?
Yeah, and just that intensity level, that in your face attitude, yeah. Especially when you back it up with winning,
right?
You don't ever even get a close game, then you can be in everyone's face about how great you are, because guess what? You are that great.
I got one more thought for you. You think it's here's the thing that everybody's missing. You think it's easy being that guy? Being the son of that father and the brother of Bobby Hurley,
that's
who
right.
was the star. You think it's easy being Dan Hurley? Of course he's got that kind of attitude and chip on his shoulder.
Of course. His comment after they won last year is, I can finally join the family. I'm finally
right.
welcome in the family. So, yeah, he had a lot to live up to, and now he's on top.
There you go. Well, see, that's a good example. Thank you, Chalk. That's an example of somebody who just made it better. Of course, Chalk is Ivy League educated, and he's in the business, and he works on the show. I would expect him to make it better, but that's an example of making it better. When Tommy pointed out that last year, when Dan Hurley finally won that national championship, he said, now I can finally join the family. It's a great line. It's an amazing line. So when you're on this guy for being like, man, he's in your face, you bet your ass he is. He has to be. He's got to coach with that kind of edge and that obsession and that intensity and that grind. You know what it's like to be the son of a Hall of Famer? The brother of an NBAer and a college basketball
brother.
Legend? Man, and Dan Hurley was not that. When he went to Seton Hall, he was fine. He's all right. But he wasn't Bobby. And then he gets into the coaching profession, and he's on the hot seat at one point. He literally was on the hot seat at one point. And he's the son of one of the greatest, if not the greatest, high school coach ever on the short list. I'm telling you, man, there's a reason why this guy is the way he is. And he's in that family where they compete at everything forever. And they're tough and they're hard-nosed. I respect it. I like the guy a lot. I think he's extremely riveting and compelling. And he has built a freaking monster. Let's go to the phones. Let's see here. Let's go to Hartford in Market on topic. Mike in Hartford. Hey, Mike, what's up? How are you?
Hey, Jim. I was at the Final Four this week on Saturday, a place, by the way, where UConn all time is 12-1 in Final Four games and now 6-0. That's right, Jim. 6-0 in national title games. Jim, this is a program now that has passed Indiana, Kansas, and Duke for national titles. And believe it, Jim, it will be the story of the 21st century, much like UCLA is the story of the 20th century. We've now moved on. UConn, 21st century, UConn Huskies, the program that you want to be in. No, Dan Hurley, they're too good. He's too good for Kentucky. He's too good for Lexington. He's at Storrs, Connecticut, where he's going to win title after title, year after year, and use the NIL to a positive advantage, because this time last year, Jim, no one knew who Cam Spencer was. He was at Rutgers, and you could transfer now and not sit out a year. So you could just reload year after year with transfers, NIL money, and get going. Jim, a three-peat in Storrs. Can you feel it? I'm out.
Maybe. Maybe. I would have said that a repeat was near impossible. Maybe. See, the thing is, he's not building it that way, though. It's just part of the way he's building it. He'll use the portal. Absolutely, he will use the portal. And he'll fill spots with the portal, but he's not going to build the program that way. He's going to build it a number of different ways. As I mentioned, look at the roster. Look at the building. Look at who he lost. Look at what he came back from. So much of that is culture. You're not going to build a sustainable culture and a culture that he has where the upperclassmen teach it to the younger classmen if you're going to hit that portal really hard every single year and everybody's one and done, and you got to keep reloading, 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 reloading. I mean, part of the portal is making sure that if you don't have somebody that long, they do learn that culture quickly. But he's built this thing the right way. And the thing that I really respect about Dan Hurley is he understands there aren't hacks, there aren't shortcuts. We're going to be old school. We're going to bust our ass. We're going to work hard. We're not going to kiss their butts. And we will understand the way the landscape has changed and the way the game is played right now. And we will take advantage and we will embrace those things, but not rely exclusively on those things. It's built to last, is what I'm saying. And back to the original question. What does Kentucky have that Storrs doesn't have? What does Lex Vegas have that Storrs doesn't already have? Why would he leave? Give me one reason why he would leave his situation for one in Kentucky, where in Kentucky, you know, they'd love to have this guy. And like I said, I can't think of one except for paper, the bag, the cash, the cash. And Kentucky probably could make him a better offer. I mean, I'll tell you what, if I were Kentucky, I would say to him, hey, here's a blank check, Daniel. Fill it out. Better yet, let your better half fill it out.
She'll answer that question better than I can.
If she'll answer the question better than you can, I'm going to slide that piece of paper across the table and she can fill it out. If I'm Kentucky, that's what I do. I'm not saying there are other good coaches that couldn't help that program. I'm saying he's the best coach. But why would he leave? I'll tell you what Storrs in Connecticut have to offer him: a chance to three-peat, something that has not been done since John Wooden, and he did it at a very different time. Why do I have to? I don't think we'll ever even see this again, much less a three-peat. One more piece of reaction before I go to break. Hey, Van Smack, thanks for reading the take from Jack Assington Esquire. What kind of a self-righteous ambulance chaser uses the title attorney at law? Hey, Atticus Finch, maybe don't attend a for-profit law school and your spelling would be better, but your takes would still suck. Vaughn in Knoxville, if there were a smack-off for emailers, Vaughn would be in the field. If there was a smack off for the written take, Vaughn would be in the field. He's strong. Ed Edison wins. 2024 update at Jim Rome. Certainly, UConn is UConn. They're on TV more than Simpsons reruns.
They're on TV more than Leave It to Beaver reruns.
He signed at UConn as the new Duke.
They're on TV more than Leave It to Beaver reruns.
Hey, Jim, the reason people don't like Coach Hurley is that he is number three on the red ass list. Signed Coach Pop, manager Jim Leland and his heaters, Coach Hurley, and now number four is Chuck. Mike in Temecula. Chuck? You mean Count Chocula? Dude, you can't even spell chalk. Chuck. Chalk. Chalk. Chalk is short for Chocula. Chocula is spelled C-H-O. Never mind, man. Y'all can't even spell. It's hard for me to take you seriously if you can't spell. If you can't look at words like wines, especially if you're an attorney at law, and realize and look at it and say, that didn't look right to me. That word must be spelled incorrectly. You know, abbreviations like chack. And one more as I'll go to break. Dear Jim, it's coming. It's coming. signed devastated nerds in the Northeast waiting for 2044's total eclipse after yesterday's cloudy-ass weather.
Because it's coming.
Signed Pat.
It's coming.
In Scranton. That was the one benefit. Can you imagine getting on a plane and traveling not hundreds of miles, but thousands of miles? Because, by the way, traveling right now is not easy at all. Thousands of miles, hours spent, thousands of dollars maybe even, to watch the sun and the moon, only to have the clouds obscure both.
Oh!
All right, when we come back, I want to talk about Cal and yesterday's viral moment involving John Calipari and his dog and his dog stroller and BBN and the local media. So are you a victim of the timeshare trap and you think there's no way out? Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has helped over 35,000 families out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares, and they might be able to help you as well. If you were misled into signing a timeshare agreement that is a lifetime commitment, if you were told timeshares a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, then you need to get the facts about timeshare cancellation. For over 10 years, Wesley Financial Group has been dedicated to helping folks get out of a lifetime of debt by canceling their timeshares. So they have created a timeshare exit information kit, which reveals how the timeshare industry works and what your options are for cancellation. All you have to do is call Wesley right now. They'll send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free. See how you can become timeshare free. Call 800-761-0000, 800-761-0000, 800-761-0000.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Here's Nolan Score at NY Delight. Who you know I appreciate. I appreciate you at NY Delight. I just don't appreciate this submission. Jim, now, you know autocorrect and voice to text. Adjust your words after you finish your sentences. Counsel should have proofread, though? Question mark. Yes. I do know this. I use those things. And I always proofread them if they're going anywhere that matters. I would suggest to you that a syndicated radio talk show program hosted by a Hall of Famer is a place that matters. If you're going to send me something written and you want me to read it and you can't spell basic words, I'm going to point it out. And that's no excuse. Autocorrect, text adjust. I mean, do you ever send emails in business? Do you ever send texts to people in business? Do you want to look like an idiot? I proofread everything. And every once in a while, maybe something slides by. But if you're going to go way out of your lane, swerve way out of your lane to let us all know you're an attorney at law, maybe you don't misspell wines. Especially when the whole topic is about, well, I don't like that guy. Well, why don't you like that guy? He whines too much. And then you misspell wines. No excuse. No excuse. This is the whole point. I hate to be the old head. Get off my bleeping lawn. But yeah, the phones, and believe me, I love my phone. You don't love your phone more than I love my phone. I love my phone. But they make people lazy. Lazy as hell. Doom scrolling. Going down rabbit holes. Abbreviating words. Spelling and grammar still matter to me. Sorry. And if you're going to hit me up and you're going to send a written submission, at least try and spell the word right. Or don't do this. Don't do this. Then there's Parody Larry. Dear Jim, and he's got it in all caps and bold. funnily enough? Question mark. For an Ivy Leaguer, Chalk sounds like he went to the Big Head University of Language Destruction. All right, Larry. Two thoughts. Number one, you're wrong. Funnily is a word. So I don't know what you mean by language destruction. It's a word. Number two, dude, butt hurt much? That's a question. And I know why you're butt hurt. You're in a perpetual state of butt hurtedness. And why is that? Because we don't do exactly what you tell us to do. Namely, yesterday you demanded that we play your Eclipse parody. That's why you're pissed. That's why you're taking a run at Chalk. That's why you're trying to correct him. That's why you think you had your gotcha moment. Why? Because we didn't play your Eclipse parody. My God, Larry. Can you imagine if I had to play every one of your parodies that you insisted that I play? I would have been out of this business years ago. The only reason I'm still in this business, aside from a maniacal work ethic and I'm really good at what I do, I'm able to keep you at arm's length, Parody Larry. I don't do what you tell me to do. Now, am I a good guy? Now, would I humor that request the day after? Would I want to hear that? I think I'm going to put that to a vote of the crew. Alan, how do you vote? Oh, Alvin would like to hear it. Chalk, he just took a little run at you as an Ivy Leaguer, funnily enough. How do you vote? Tommy says, quote, funnily enough, I'm with Alvin. James Kelly, you're not very bright. Would you like to vote? James Kelly's in. All right, so far the vote is 3-0 in your favor, Lawrence. Of course, my vote is the only one that matters. But I respect my crew. I appreciate my crew. Even sometimes I do things that the crew wants to empower them, and it blows up in my face. No examples, but trust me on that. All right, Larry. To show you that I'm a really good guy, and I hate to give in to you when you throw your temper tantrums. But I'll go ahead and do it. This is Larry's Eclipse parody that he demanded that we play yesterday and has since thrown a temper tantrum that we didn't. Here you go, Lawrence.
Rome, thanks for the fine, and I'm really looking forward to your new podcast. Longer interviews, better takes every day. There goes the sun. Do-do-do-do. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right. Hey, a few final thoughts on Mondays.
That's not a good call. No. You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very
Larry,
good call.
That's what you demanded? Did we play? And you've had a lot of bad parodies, dude. Most of them, in fact. But that was one of your worst. And you got run. Any first grader could have come up with that. You got run for that. And then when we didn't play that yesterday, you lost your mind and got all butthurt? Dude, I did you a favor by not playing that yesterday.
It doesn't make any sense.
So I just played it now. Is it me or do they all sound exactly the same? Like ass. Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo-doo. That was your parody?
There goes the sun, doo-doo-doo-doo.
Let me tell you something, Larry. You aside, I should have blocked you years ago, my man. But the fact that anybody on my staff still has a job after vouching for that guy and saying that they wanted that. Larry, you know what? They're too smart for that. They set you up, brah. They knew how bad you would look if I played that. And they were right. Be careful what you wish for. Be careful what you ask for. Larry, I'm trying to help you here. That didn't make you look good. That was not good for your, quote, brand. I'm protecting you from yourself, dude. Man. I'm trying to create a smart, entertaining, thought-provocative product here Why won't you let me? One more before I go to break, because this will get us into our next topic. Jimmy, we all know big-time coaches are massive narcissists, but John Calipari revealing his firing, his new gig with the Hogs on National Championship Game Day is a whole new level. What? It couldn't wait a day? Was he sitting in his mansion after getting his walking papers thinking, you know, no one's talking about me right now. How can I get them to look at me and how important I am? Congrats, Cal. You showed everybody who the B-Mock really is. Ed in Pensacola.
Congratulations!
Well, except the news, quote, leaked on Sunday night, to be fair. Not Monday, and Cal didn't announce it on Monday. The news leaked on Sunday. Now, we can discuss how it leaked or who leaked it, but it was Sunday, not Monday. Cal has not said anything. Nothing is official. And he definitely wasn't fired, because if he was fired, he'd be sitting on 33 mil. So none of what you actually connected this to is reality, Ed. Abby. Hey, Abby. Abby's like, quote, I want to hear it. I want to hear it. All right, Abby, you heard it. Are you still happy with that vote, Abby? Are you still happy you heard that, Abby? Did that make your day better, Abby? Did that make your life better in any way, Abby? Or are you going to run to one of those electronic tools you have? I would. It didn't make my life better. I know it didn't make my show better. All right, one more. Thanks, Alvy. I'm trying to get this thing back on path. Jimbo Slice, we have the same strategy as Hurley. Let Edie get... Let Edie... He's getting quotation marks. Let Edie get his. We don't care if it's 40, 50, or 60 buckets. Just let Edie, and he spelled Edie, E-A-T-E-Y. We don't care if it's 40, 50, or 60 buckets. Just let Edie get his, and no one gets hurt. Signed, KFC managers, as they see Jeff and Richmond getting forklifted to the entrance. V and the fee. I'm a big fan of both of you, but V just won that round. That's a 10-8 round, Jeffrey. I mean, Edie. Edie and Richmond, that's a 10-8 round for V and the fee. All right, when we come back, I do want to talk about John Calipari and that viral video of him walking his dog with a dog stroller, but not in the dog stroller, and some local media person sticking a camera in his face looking for a comment for all BBN, and how Cal responded, all of that stuff.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Listen up, clones. Not all beef jerky is the same. Old Trappers. Original old-fashioned teriyaki, hot and spicy and peppered. All come in 4-ounce bags. That way you can sample different flavors and find the best one for you. Ask for Old Trapper by name, because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what is your beef? Would you like to be on the air? Would you like to get on the air? Call right now. I can get you on the air. No waiting. If it's a good phone call, call right now. 1-800-636-8686. I say that because this is a shorter segment. Enough time for you to get on the air, but not enough time for me to lay out a long-form take I have. Call right now. 1-800-636-8686. All you have to do is get through the Ivy Leaguer. Let him know what you want to talk about. He will put you on hold. I will put you on the air. And then millions of people will hear what you have to say. And then you can build your brand. I'm here to help. The aforementioned Matt Norlander is still on the X, and he's got updates. This is what he posted. Quote, latest on Calipari. And I did ask him earlier, in hour number one, about Calipari. He now says, quote, latest on Calipari. He still, as of this moment, has not had any contact with UK AD Mitch Barnhart, sources say. Seems he's waiting on approval of his Arkansas contract any hour now before finalizing the divorce with Kentucky. The expectation is that it will happen later today. So we cannot consider that a divorce.
Consider
not
that a
yet.
Divorce.
Soon, according to Matt. He went on, quote, additionally, I was told that Barnhart is not formally moving ahead with UK's coaching search until word is final on Calipari. Even if it's inevitable right now,
inevitable.
He's waiting for that before personally making contact with candidates and agents until the job is officially vacant. In other words, the divorce papers are drawn up, probably, maybe even signed, but not served.
Consider that a divorce.
So it's not officially a divorce, but it's unofficially a divorce. Just not officially. So we know what Arkansas is going to do now that Eric Musselman's gone to USC, but what will Kentucky do? Speaking of Eric Musselman, he's my guest on the Jim Rome podcast, which is going to drop tomorrow. E Mus back in Southern California. And what else? I like it better when this guy calls, but even on the X is better than not having him at all. So as always, let me read this exactly the way it's written. Jimmy, my man. Did Larry just get the entire XR4TI fired for letting him on the air? Or at least this has to be the last straw for the big stupid. Come on!
Big stupid in control.
I wonder at this point, James in Portland sent that, of course. I wonder at this point if he's got a greater fascination with Alvin or James. He loves Alvin and he hates James. Which one is stronger at this point? Don't know. Do you know what that sound references? I'm not saying. This guy. Let's just say that it refers to Alvin, relates to Alvin, not James. Figure it out. That sound. All right, let's go to Orlando. Rich, it's good to have you. Rich, appreciate the phone call. How are you?
Romy, what's happening, my friend? What do you say?
What do you say? What's
hey,
good?
Listen, as a guy who's been in between the lines, I'm guessing probably 8.5 out of your 10 callers have never suited it up and walked in between the lines. But the guys that have would absolutely love Coach Hurley in their corner on the sidelines. Those players absolutely love playing for that guy. He's an animal, and he's got your back. Jim, that's it. I'm out. And war Coach Hurley, war UConn from Orlando. You rock.
Nice job, Rich. Appreciate it. That's interesting. He said 8.5 of your 10 listeners that are killing this guy have probably never once been between the lines. But his point, that aside, about the players, do they look miserable? Do they look unhappy? No, man. They're some of the most selfless, unselfish players I have ever seen, especially for great players on a great team. And he makes no bones about it. He said, look, it's a win-win. We are good for them. They are good for us. We are hard on them. We are demanding. And they win a lot of games, which is good for our school and our program. And then while they're winning a lot of games, we are sending them to the NBA. That's good for them. Good for us. Good for them. And he's demanding. Yeah, they don't look unhappy. No, man, they looked happy as hell last night. They didn't look relieved either. You know, that wasn't one of those cases like, man, there's so much pressure. And we hate every bit of the process. And we got to get to the finish line. And then what's there once we get there? Man, relief. That's not the vibe. They love each other. Joy. Man, they were joyous. They love each other. So if this guy is such a bad guy and, quote, despicable, according to one attorney who hit us up already, then why do the players look so happy? Why are they so jubilant? Because they love each other and they love their coach and they love to win and they embraced hard. They know it's not supposed to be easy. And the hard work paid off and they feel great. They feel great about the win. That's why they all went there. They know what they signed up for. They know who they signed up to play for, and they know what they signed up for. And they're happy. They're jubilant. And you know what else they are? National champions. Some of them two times over. All right, when we come back, Andy Dalton joins us. Change up, talk a little football. In the meantime, I'm looking for your phone calls still, always. 1-800-636-8686. Andy Dalton is next. Phone calls after that. Stay tuned.